Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Authorities say a man who went to use the phone inside a North Iowa library to call police now faces weapons and drug charges. Forest City Police say Ari Giovanni Rodriguez Ayala told staff at the Forest City Public Library that he had a fight with his roommate and needed to call police. A library employee asked him to wait outside while she called authorities. When officers arrived, they discovered he was carrying a long gun wrapped in some blankets, plus a loaded handgun and ammunition. They also found methamphetamine in his backpack. Police Chief Tom Montgomery says it doesn't appear that Rodriguez Ayala intended to use the guns and may have stuffed all his possessions in the backpack after the argument with his roommate. Rodriguez Ayala has been charged with drug possession, driving while barred, and being a person ineligible to carry a dangerous weapon. A North Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to his alleged involvement in a brief standoff with law enforcement. On March 4th, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office was called to the 400 block of Main Street in Swaledale for a disturbance involving a person in crisis. At the scene, a deputy found 43-year-old John Jackson of Swaledale in apparent distress. Officials say Jackson tried to disarm the deputy inside the residence. That deputy then called for assistance and retreated for safety. Once multiple law enforcement agencies arrived, the area was secured. After negotiating with Jackson, he surrendered without incident. Jackson has pleaded not guilty to attempting to disarm law enforcement, a Class D felony. His trial is now scheduled to begin July 2nd in Cerro Gordo County District Court. A North Iowa man accused of threatening to kill another man while wielding a switchblade has been sentenced to 4 days in jail. Last October, Clear Lake police arrested 36-year-old Jonathan Coolidge of Clear Lake for allegedly hitting and kicking a male victim, swinging an open switchblade at the man, and stating, "I'm going to kill you." Coolidge was charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, going armed with intent, and being a person ineligible to carry a dangerous weapon. He has agreed to plead guilty to being a person ineligible to carry a dangerous weapon and was sentenced to 4 days in jail, plus a $430 fine. Court records show Coolidge was arrested last May for allegedly assaulting a woman and spitting in her face while a child was present. The next month, he was convicted on a reduced charge of disorderly conduct. A North Iowa man who possessed a firearm while being an illegal drug user has pleaded guilty in federal court. 67-year-old Larry Robbins of Goodell was convicted of one count of possession of a firearm by an unlawful drug user, marijuana. In a plea agreement, Robbins admitted he waved a gun at a neighbor in Hancock County while that individual was mowing a ditch approximately 300 yards east of Robbins' house. A search warrant later executed at Robbins' home located guns, ammunition, and marijuana. Robbins remains on supervision with the U.S. Probation Office until sentencing. He faces a maximum sentence of up to 15 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release following any imprisonment. The case was investigated by the Hancock County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy invites school-aged Iowa students up to 18 years old to participate in the 2024 Choose Iowa Calendar Contest. Nagy says the contest is a fun way to showcase the importance of Iowa agriculture to all consumers while also recognizing some of our state's most creative and artistic students and have them published in our popular statewide Choose Iowa calendar. Submitted artwork should feature at least one aspect of Iowa agriculture with an emphasis on food, livestock, or crop production. Submissions will be judged on creativity and connections to agriculture and everyday life and are due by June 3rd. Nagy will recognize the winning artists during an awards ceremony August 13th at the Iowa State Fair. Winning submissions will be included in the 2024-2025 Choose Iowa calendar. Last year, Charles City's Madeline Carrot was one of 16 Iowa students whose artwork is featured in the current 2023-24 Choose Iowa coloring calendar. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.